You're listening to SBS News.
Behind bars for 18 years, Kathleen Folbig has been branded Australia's worst female serial killer for murdering three of her children and the manslaughter of another. Patrick, Caleb, Sarah and Laura died aged between 19 days and 19 months in the 10-year period from 1989. In 2003, she was convicted of smothering the children based on circumstantial evidence and notes written in her diaries. Folbig has always protested her innocence. Now she's backed by 90 scientists and medical experts, including Professor Melanie Barlow from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne.
I'd like to see Kathleen Folbig freed from jail. I don't believe she was guilty of these murders, given the scientific evidence that we have now.
Professor Barlow is part of the team that analysed the genome of the two female children and their mother. All three have a genetic variant called CALM2.
This gene has, and mutations in it, have been found to cause arrhythmias in children and cause sudden death exactly in the time period that the two girls died in.
Dr. Barlow's signature is on the petition submitted to the New South Wales Governor that says the medical evidence that now exists creates a strong presumption that the Folbig children died of natural causes, and the case establishes a dangerous precedent as it means that cogent medical and scientific evidence can simply be ignored in preference to subjective interpretations of circumstantial evidence. Other high-profile scientific signatures include Nobel laureate Peter Doherty and former Australians of the Year Fiona Stanley and Ian Fraser. But the person who holds the key to Kathleen Folbig's future is New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman. He has the power to order the matter back to court or instruct the governor to provide a pardon, and says the petition will be given appropriate consideration. There have been two previous appeals, and in 2019, Folbig was questioned about her diary entries, writing of her daughter Sarah, "I know I was short-tempered and cruel sometimes to her, and she left with a bit of help." Scientific evidence at the time also suggested it very unlikely or almost impossible for four infants in the same family to suddenly die. It's that assumption which the signatories of the petition say has been proven false.
That amounts to overwhelming evidence, and I can't see any possible explanation which would allow for the conviction to remain.
That's legal expert Dr. Bob Moles from Flinders University. He says if there's political will, Ms. Folbig could be home in a week.
The Attorney General could and should refer the matter directly back to the Court of Appeal. The Court of Appeal could immediately set the conviction aside and she could go home just as quickly.
A bid for a review of the 2019 inquiry is currently before the Court of Appeal. Lucy Murray, SBS News.